Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if it's good to be a jack of all trades in digital marketing. Jack of all trades meaning, is it good to be like maybe like 50% or 60% at a bunch of different channels, or really just focus in on one? So I'll give my feedback first, keen to get Neil's thoughts. You know, when I first started out doing digital marketing, I focused on SEO in the beginning, because trying to do too many things at once leads to kind of lack of focus, and you end up not being that good at anything. So I got good at SEO, I got good at content. And then after that, I was like, man, I can't just be an SEO, because the job safety, in my opinion, it's not that great. Because once, my opinion is, once you hire an SEO, you might use them for like a couple months or so internally, and then all of a sudden they get sacked, right? Like, I know a lot of good SEOs that end up getting fired after a period of time because there's no more use for them to be there. So I was like, man, I got to get better at, I got to add on other skills. So I added paid advertising, I added email marketing, I added other stuff. But I would say if you're starting out especially, focus on one area, then you can branch out so you can kind of protect yourself a little bit and be dangerous enough to know those areas so no one's going to run circles around you.
When I first got into digital marketing, there wasn't as many people. Companies were looking to hire people who knew everything. They were looking for that one-stop shop. Times have changed. There's too many channels now. There's too many algorithms. There's too many things that continually go up and down and are different every single day. Nowadays, companies are looking to hire specialists. So if you want to provide services, try to be a specialist. Don't try to be a generalist, aka the jack of all trades. If you are working for someone and you're trying to climb up the ranks and eventually be a CMO or something like that, you know, you can specialize, but eventually you do need to learn a lot of the other aspects. You don't necessarily know how to do them. You more so have to be really good at strategy over anything else if you want to become a CMO or really high up in marketing, like a director or a VP or anything like that. But in generally speaking, providing services, specialize, you want to enter be a CMO or something like that, you can start your career journey focusing and specializing one tactic. Eventually, you need to transition into strategy and still understand the other aspects of marketing.
Ooh, that's a good topic. How to get good at marketing strategy. Should put that in there. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
That's it. Make sure you guys go check out marketingschool.io/live if you want to join our mastermind. Hopefully, Eric and I can help you guys grow faster.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.